Hey, and welcome back to our podcast. Today we are going to talk about a man who used to be a pro football player and an actor. On June 12, 1994, Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman were found brutally murdered at the entrance to Nicole's home.
OJ was a very popular man who played primarily for the Buffalo Bills from 1969 to 1977. He was also in the comedy action, The Naked Gun. OJ was known to the public as a great American father and husband.
But things were not how they seemed. For a known record of 17 years, Nicole suffered through domestic abuse by OJ. According to Nicole's diary, the first time she suffered from OJ's abuse was in 1978 when he punched and kicked her for hours in their hotel room while she tried to escape. You can say they had a long-term pattern of abuse, some with 911 recordings of OJ himself screaming in the background. On about 60 different occasions, she wrote about his abusive ways.
OJ was known for being acquitted of the murders of Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend Ronald Goldman. Nicole was a former wife of OJ. They were found dead at a horrible crime scene on the night of June 12, 1994, at Simpson's home in Los Angeles. A history of abuse would surely seem to be evidence enough to mark that OJ was guilty. But after Nicole and Ron's murder, OJ hired the infamous Dream Team, which included lead counsel Robert Shapiro, Johnny Cochran, F. Lee Bailey, and Alan Dershowitz, and also many other people. It put him at an estimated $50,000 a day. Forensic science played a big role both in the defense and prosecution.
Evidence against OJ includes blood found on the door of OJ's Ford Bronco. OJ's footprint was found at the scene. It wasn't just any ordinary shoe either. It was his size 12 Bruno Magli Rare Luxury shoes with soles that matched the bloody footprints at the crime scene. Gloves were also found at both the crime scene at Nicole's home and another at OJ's home. They had DNA from Nicole, Ron, and OJ. Although there were still some evidence, most evidence was overturned due to the LAPD's poor photographs, recordings, and contaminated evidence. Photos of OJ in his rare shoes were challenged as fake. The police failed to record a dish of ice cream found in Nicole's home. They failed to record a large amount of blood taken from OJ. Andrea Mazzola, a LAPD criminalist, swabbed up blood drops while leaning a gloved hand on the dirty ground and touched tweezers with the same hand, and then she used the same hand to manipulate a bloody swatch. She did not store blood and DNA properly and did not clean the tweezers correctly. There were also many other mistakes. This is what determined the outcome of this case.
The defense dismantled the prosecution's case against OJ and said that because of all the mistakes with evidence, that evidence could not be trustworthy. Due to this, the outcome of the case was that OJ was found not guilty and was acquitted. The African American community was happy that OJ got out. However, the white community was upset. This case educated the police and the world about the importance of forensic science.
Well, that's it for this week's podcast over OJ Simpson. Bye.